The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Huge excitement, certainly in Dublin city centre, in the capital, because of the NFL in town. Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Minnesota Vikings in Croke Park on Sunday. And our own reporter, David O'Connor, is particularly excited. David, has Mayo football reached such a nadir that you're now an American football fan? This is a terrible reflection of where things are, isn't it?
Mayo, I like the Cincinnati Bengals for American football, so no winning.
Oh, you're a glutton for punishment.
And a Man United fan on top of it. So,
oh my God, misery across the board.
I don't believe joy should be found in sport. Joy isn't for sport. That's for parties and other things.
Spoken like a true Mayo man. There is huge excitement, though, isn't there, around town?
Yeah, and the thing is as well, people are going down the streets, are seeing the flags, the bunting, the events going on. But the truth is that we're not even near the crescendo yet of this excitement. It is just continuing to build right now, that it's not just the Minnesota Vikings against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's so much more to all these fans. It's just a celebration of everything that the NFL is. And
you were speaking as well to, like, Fanatics? Who is this now? Fanatics?
Yeah, so Fanatics, they are a leading retailer in American sport merchandise and fan gear. Basically, if anyone's ever looked into getting an NFL jersey or a basketball jersey or a baseball jersey, you'll have come into contact with Fanatics.
Okay.
And I actually met with Kieran Jordan, the vice president of marketing for Fanatics. And Kieran, he told me all about the work it took to bring the store and the NFL to Ireland.
It's a big effort. You know, we work on a 12-month cycle. We come out of the international series and we're straight into planning for the next series. So we've had a team working on this store up at Croke Park and our pop-up for months already. And we, you know, it's great making that investment here because we know how strong the market is for NFL in Ireland. You know, if you think about, we see online, because we run the NFL Shop Europe, Ireland is the fourth biggest market in Europe for NFL. So we really punch above our weight when it comes to buying jerseys and loving the sport. And so it was very obvious for us that we had to go big here in Dublin. And we're really proud to see this store. It's one of the biggest stores we've launched this year. We've got 500 different articles here. And we've got our pop-up, as I say. So yeah, all guns blazing for a big weekend here in Dublin.
And how much of an achievement is it for you? Obviously, it must mean a lot to get the game here in Ireland. But when you see that the NFL has recently just come from Sao Paulo, the cities they hit over the world are the major, major cities. To get it in Dublin, where Ireland has a relatively small population compared to everyone else, just how much does that mean?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's an enviable roster of cities: Berlin, Madrid, London, Dublin, Sao Paulo. But Dublin really deserves its place there. Like I say, the demand is there. The fans are here. The Vikings and the Steelers, to be fair to both of the teams, have really, really kind of driven the market and excited fans. So, you know, there's a very clear market here. There's a very clear opportunity. There's really, really, really strong excitement. And, so Dublin's here because, you know, it deserves to be here.
That's Kieran Jordan from Fanatics. I'm actually on their website and I'm looking up your team, the Cincinnati Bengals. So you can buy a salute to service jersey of your quarterback, Joe Burrow, for £150. Not to labour the point about how much you wallow in misery, but he's actually injured as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out.
So the season is over.
Essentially, yeah.
This is great. Anyway, beyond all of that, there is a more serious point to be made. And Jess Kelly was talking to us earlier the week about the different technology that's being used and what have you in the NFL. And they've got these sensors and helmets. There has been a big focus on concussion in particular, hasn't there been, and head injury and the legacy of all of that in American football?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely one of the biggest criticisms about the sport, in terms of the health risks those players face. Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, famously, he had 4 concussions in the space of 5 seasons, and there were really big concerns about whether he should even return to the game. He has done, but you know, these could pose big health risks down the line. And just in general, in the NFL, if you look at the longevity of their careers, the average career length for a running back is 2.5 years. That's all they're getting out of their career. The average for the player in the NFL in general is just over 3 years. So it's a very short career. So when everyone hears about these big contracts that are being awarded, it's a very short career that they get.
And you went along then to Croke Park as well to see the preparations that are taking place, but also to find out what they do in terms of safeguarding. Is that right?
Yeah, because that was a big thing that we kind of wanted to get to the bottom of, just in terms of how is Dublin prepared for this, for what it can be facing on the day, and just see exactly, as you said, what preparations are in place. So I met with Dr. Alan Stills in Croke Park, and he's the chief medical officer of the NFL. And he kind of informed me about the changes and improvements to player safety over the past 20 years.
I think we've seen dramatic changes in sports medicine over the last two decades, and those have been in a couple areas. One is just in the player recognition and ownership of injury and reporting. About 40% of all of our concussion evaluations in the NFL have some component of player self-report. That's a remarkable number, because that means players are speaking up and saying, hey, I think I'm injured or I need to be checked. And that certainly would not have been the case two decades ago. I think that reflects a lot of education and just awareness of these injuries and why it's important that they be diagnosed and recognized right away. But I think also we see coaches and owners and team officials also much more involved and engaged in player health and safety issues now. They're engaged because they want the data. They want to know how players are being injured, and they want to know what we can do about it. And that, I would say, has been the other big change in sports medicine, is not just counting injuries or treating them, but actually trying to prevent them. And so that's been our mission and challenge, is what can we do to change the game to make it safer and prevent as many of those injuries as possible.
And is there a fear, because I know a lot of focus it has gone into the helmet, and just how can that be improved, and how can we just protect players a bit more? But if you think back in terms of boxing, when the introduction of boxing gloves then led to more concussions and injuries to the head, was there that sort of concern by improving the helmet that the players are wearing, that the head maybe used a bit more in the sport?
Yeah, I think that's why we always have to message in parallel that we're not making a better or safer helmet so you can use the head. We're making a better and safer helmet so that if head contact occurs, we can protect the head. But that's also why we're investing heavily in technology to count helmet impacts. You know, we now have a computer vision program that counts all the helmet impacts. We give that data to the teams because we want them to be aware of that and to work actively to reduce those head impacts. So I don't think it's an either or. I think it's a both and approach for reducing head contact.
And just finally, has it been quite a tightrope to walk at times, in terms of you're trying to make the game more safer in your role, but you also don't want to lose the competitive edge from the players, or you don't want to take away from the game at all? You still want to encourage, like you're saying, talking about touchbacks. Has that been a tightrope, or how have you managed that?
Yeah, I think our commissioner has said that he believes strongly that the game can be both safer and more exciting. Those are not mutually exclusive goals. And that's how we view this, is that we can preserve elements of the game that fans find exciting, the athleticism, the speed, the amazing strategy and plays, but also make the game safer. And I subscribe to that as well. I think there are continued improvements that we can make that we can reduce injury, but still maintain all those elements. I think the kickoff is a great example of that, right? We've actually put more kickoff plays back into the game, but at a lower rate of injury than we had previously, by engineering the formation and the rules of the play. So to me, that's a great model for moving forward, that if we're open to some innovative thinking, the game may look different and evolve in certain ways, but it can still be exciting and safer.
That is what Dr. Alan Sills had to say in Croke Park, the chief medical officer of the NFL, speaking to our own reporter David O'Connor ahead of the game at the weekend, the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Minnesota Vikings in Croke Park on Sunday.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.